Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our audio commentary track for Twilight.
You're impossibly fast and strong. You gotta give me some answers.
I'd rather hear your theories.
I have considered radioactive spiders and kryptonite.
It's all superhero stuff, right? What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
I know what you are. Your skin is hail white and ice cold. You don't go out into the sunlight.
Say it out loud. Say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
No. This isn't real. This kind of stuff just doesn't exist.
It does in my world. Oh, I just want to try one thing. I don't know how long I've waited for you.
What is going on?
Security guard at the mill got killed by some kind of animal.
An animal?
My family, we're different from others of our kind. You brought a snack.
What, now he's coming after me?
The hunt is his obsession. He's never gonna stop.
I'd rather die than to stay away from you.
He's got unparalleled senses, absolutely lethal.
I'll do whatever it takes to make you safe again.
You're faster than the others.
But not stronger.
I'm strong enough to kill you.
You are my life now.
All right, everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for Twilight, and the story for this movie is as follows.
Matt, you're gonna have to stop laughing.
High school student Bella Swan always... I got this.
Do you?
Okay,
high school student Bella Swan, always a bit of a misfit, doesn't expect life to change much when she moves from sunny Arizona to rainy Washington State. Then she meets Edward Cullen, a handsome but mysterious teen whose eyes seem to peer directly into her soul. Edward is a vampire whose family does not drink blood, and Bella, far from being frightened, enters into a dangerous romance with her immortal soulmate. The film is starring Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Billy Burke, and Peter Facinelli. It is directed by Catherine Hardwick, and it is written by Melissa Rosenberg. Joining me for this audio commentary track of this 2008 film, I have Nicole Ackman.
Can't wait.
Dan Baer.
Hang on tight, Spider Monkey.
Eve O'Day.
Where the hell you been, Loka?
And joining us as a guest here, taking the plunge with us on the first of our marathon screening is Charlie Bright.
Sookie.
I did that right? All right, so a little bit of context here for what we're doing. This is an audio commentary track. We encourage everyone that's listening to watch the movie alongside us. We're going to synchronize our watches all together here in a little bit. But a little bit of information before we start. I just want to say up front, I have only ever seen this film, the 2008 Twilight movie. I have never seen any of the sequels that came after it, because once I saw this, that was enough for me. And I knew that these movies were not for me. And sure enough, over the years, I feel like I've been proven right in that respect. But today, we are going to watch all five of them back to back to back to back. We're going to separate this into separate podcast recordings for all of you so that this way you don't have to have one 10-hour long podcast to go through. But believe me, that's what we're going to do. So if you slowly start to sense our minds drifting into madness. It's because we are in it for the long haul today. We're also doing this because for a couple of different reasons. One is Kristen Stewart is obviously having a moment in her career right now with Spencer, garnering Oscar buzz, being the front runner in the Best Actress conversation. So we thought it was appropriate to revisit the movie that has kind of followed her around throughout her career and that she has tried to distance herself from with some of the projects that she's taken on more recently. And also, I promised you all that we were going to do more audio commentary tracks, so here we are.
Oh, Lord.
So I want to hear first from everyone individually. Nicole, what is your history with Twilight?
My history with Twilight is very sparse. I remember, I think I saw New Moon in the theater when it came out because a friend asked me to go with her. And then I watched the first Twilight movie with a friend earlier this year. So I know very little about this. Honestly, most of what I know is what I've seen in memes. I've never read the books, but I have a lot of friends who were into Twilight. So I like know some stuff peripherally, I feel like. But most of this is going to be completely new to me.
Okay, Eve O'Day?
Well, I distinctly remember seeing a copy of the first book with that iconic image of the white hands holding the apple on our coffee table at home. My sister was reading it, and I was like, what is that? So I was definitely intrigued, but I was also pretty young when these films came out. And I remember all the girls in my classes being obsessed with Twilight, and in my determination to be a contrarian, I decided that I was team Harry Potter because there seemed to be that kind of battle happening. And then I've since grown up and kind of been amused by the resurgence in interest in Twilight, that a lot of people my age have gone back to kind of have fond memories of it. It was also filmed very close to where I live, especially the later movies were all filmed in Vancouver, where I'm from. So there is that sort of familiar Pacific Northwest, misty mountain forest kind of vibe that I honestly does endear me to the movie.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast.
All right, Dan Baer.
Yeah, so I'm about in the same boat as you. I have only seen the 2008 Twilight, and I only saw that, honestly, to, like, keep up with the cultural conversation.
Yep, same.
And not even, like, I didn't even see it in theaters. I saw it after. I think we got, like, the DVD from Netflix because that was where, you know, the time that we were living in. And that one was enough.
Okay.
I'll say that. I'm looking forward to the experience of doing this with all you lovely people.
Yes, because there is no other way that I would do this.
Amen.
Oh, I've done this.
Yeah, before. I was never going to watch these alone.
All right. Charlie Bright, our guest here. What has been your history with the Twilight saga?
Well, just to piggyback on what Dan said, I'm delightful, damn it. I've watched the first one and the second one. I think I may have seen the third one, but the only context I saw those movies in was so I could listen to the Riff Tracks commentary at the same time. So that's the only context I've seen these movies in. This should be I remember when it came out, I was already in college by the time that those that the books were out. And I remember seeing like Facebook posts of some of my friends saying, you know, talking about Edward Cullen. I had no idea what they were talking about. And to a degree, I still don't know what they're talking about. But I always felt like behind on it. And to a degree, like to what Eve was saying earlier, you know, just being a contrarian. And that's how I kind of felt about it. Although when I actually started reading the plot and reading about Stephanie Meyer, the author, I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm totally on this page. But yeah, this will be something.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. We have a long journey ahead of us today, so let's get started. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who is going to go on this journey with us here in advance. Let's queue up our stream here, people. Let's start with Twilight 2008. Everyone ready?
Yep.
You're ready when you are.
All right. I'm going to do a countdown of 3, 2, 1, click. So everyone click on click. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. 3, 2, 1, click.
Oh my God, it's happening.
This is real.
Oh no, sunlight.
I'm like ready for the time warp two of going back to 2008.
I'm already thinking about what the first line is. I never thought
I'm also turning on my subtitles.
Oh, sorry. Oh, look at that. I miss Vancouver so much. I mean, this is Washington, but still.
I mean, it looks very lush and beautiful.
It is gorgeous. You guys should all.
This is like, you know, teenage Lars von Trier Antichrist vibes right now.
I was just about to say.
Oh, God, no.
This is so symbolic.
Oh, he's hunting.
What did they say in Parasite? So metaphorical.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'm in Toronto now, and I miss the, like, Pacific Northwest. Just being in nature, like, whenever you want. I miss it so much. And now we're in Arizona.
He gave it a hug.
Part of me was hoping that deer would jump onto the highway, and it would be hit by Allison Williams and Daniel Kaluuya from Dead.
Do you think those happen in the same universe?
Yes, I choose to believe it.
Oh my God.
Cactuses in the background.
I also love that, like, Arizona looks almost exactly like Vancouver, except for the cactuses.
Oh, she's so pale, which I can relate to because I'm also very pale.
Same. I too am that pale.
Oh, wait, no, they make a joke about that later. We'll get. Oh my God, the soundtrack is so good. I forgot.
What was it? The Muse song when they're playing like baseball or something.
Oh yeah, I'm not even ready for that scene. I'm so excited.
I'm just ready for the time warp back to 2008.
No, but I remember because I was, like I said, I was 10 when this movie came out. So my sisters put the soundtrack on my iPod Shuffle or my iPod Nano, and I never saw the movie, but I would listen to the music and be like, "This is awesome." So the soundtrack honestly is probably holds up better than anything else from the film.
So the town's name, Fox, right?
That's very funny.
This town forks.
When we would drive from Vancouver to Seattle and you drive by Forks, like on a highway, they had like signs saying this is where Twilight is based.
That's the thing that gets me is that it's a real town.
I just saw like the truck drive by with the logs and I was like hoping for a Final Destination type of moment just now.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our audio commentary track for Twilight here on the Next Best Picture podcast. In order to get the full 2-hour commentary track, you will have to head on over to our Patreon, where for $1 minimum a month, you will get this, the other upcoming episodes of the Twilight franchise, and other exclusive podcast content from us as well. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.